You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defender men and Northwestern Red Raiders on the floor warming up for the second half of our women's and men's basketball doubleheader. Looks like we'll get started just a shade after the scheduled 8 o'clock tip time. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest 11-0, 3-0 in the conference, ranked number 4 in the country, while the Northwestern Red Raiders are 9-1 overall, 4-1 in the conference, and they are ranked number 8 in the last NAI Division II men's basketball pool. Here we are at the Boltman Center, and let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma as we prepare for today's contest. The Dort College Defenders getting set to do battle with Northwestern, and the first item of business was, Coach, what did you do on Saturday after the Midland game got called off?
Yeah, the last 2 days, obviously, been our focus has been on Northwestern. Having not played on Saturday, I think from our standpoint, where we played so many games in such a short period of time, the rest might have been welcome. Beginning tonight, we play a number of games here in a short period of time once again, but it is what you make of it, and I think our kids are experienced enough. I think they're level-headed enough to make it positives out of whatever situation we encounter.
Taking a look at this Northwestern team, a lot of familiar faces, and they, like you, played a lot of people as freshmen. A lot of those players are now juniors, and they're reaping some of the benefits of that.
They're certainly a very good team, Mike, and they had some seniors last year who were very instrumental for them, and Hogeveen and Dunkelberger. This year they've got some new kids joining, a veteran group that you alluded to just a little bit ago. They're very good offensively. They really push the ball hard in transition, score a lot of points. Probably the most efficient offensive team that we'll play all year. We just hope that, defensively we can be sharp to give ourselves a chance here this evening.
What do you have to do defensively? What do you need to take away? If I remember correctly, last year they ran a lot of specials and set plays. How do you defend those kind of things?
Well, first and foremost, we need to get back in transition. They're so good at pushing the ball ahead. And Kalsbeck runs the floor, middle of the lane, very well, and they run the wings very hard as well and really put pressure on your defense to get back. So we need to be able to contain them and get to a point where it's 5-on-5 in the half court, and once it's there, we need to be able to navigate a lot of screens. You mentioned the sets. They run many of them. Some are geared for their shooters where they run a lot of double staggers, and some are ball screens looking to get the ball in an isolation manner to Goslinger and Kalsbeck inside. So they're very versatile offensively. They present a lot of problems. We're just going to have to be very good, and then the key is going to be able to get that first shot off the glass. They lead the nation in rebounding, and that's certainly an area where we think we're pretty good at, but we need to be better than when we have been in order for us to be successful here against Northwestern.
You've talked about what you need to do defensively, offensively. Where are the areas that you feel like you can possibly take advantage?
Well, we need to be able to reverse the ball, and shot selection is going to be really important. If we take poor shots early in the possession, those are going to equal breakout baskets, opportunities for them, and that's really going to put a lot of pressure on us, probably to the point where we're going to have a tough time stopping them. So I think we need to get the possessions where if we aren't able to detect the paint early, we need to be able to swing side to side, and we need to be able to work the shot clock a little bit and take the high-percentage shot.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Take a closer look at these two basketball teams, Northwestern and Dort College, a combined 20-1 between the two squads. Northwestern 9-1 overall, 4-1 in the league. Their loss is to Morningside, 102-88, back on November 22. The Raiders started the season with a 7-game winning streak that included a 99-90 overtime decision over Dakota State. Northwestern's wins in league play are over Briarcliff, Midland, Mount Marty, and Nebraska Wesleyan, with three of those games at home at the Boltman Center. Northwestern outscores teams 84.9 to 75.0 and out-rebound teams 45.3 to 30.8. Northwestern's making 49.3% of their field goals and allow 42.5% success. Northwestern has been hurt by turnovers this season, committing 18.6 per game while forcing 13.3. Stuart Goslinga has emerged as an inside threat in his junior season with a 15.8 points per game average to go with 8.8 rebounds and a 59.8% success rate from the floor. Ben Miller scores 13.8 points per game with 8.1 rebounds. He is second on the team with a 3.9 assists per game average. Daniel McCallsbeek is good for 12.6 points per game to go with 6.5 rebounds, and he makes 47.1% of his field goals. Zach Leeper is averaging 12.3 points per game in his freshman campaign. He's also converting 34.6% of his three-point baskets. He did twist an ankle on Saturday, played limited minutes against Nebraska Wesleyan, but he is in the starting lineup here this evening. John Kramer is averaging 10.2 points per game. He leads the team with 5.2 assists per contest. Walker Syme was averaging 12.8 points per game before he was lost to a hand injury after four contests. He will not be returning for some time. For North College's three wins in the conference have come over Doan, Mount Marty, and Dakota Wesleyan. They're 11-0 overall. Defenders average 88 points per contest, allow 69.5 points per game. The defenders are out-rebounding teams 40.8 to 30.6 and make 54.1% of the field goals they attempt from the field, 42.2% of the three-point shots they take. North College has made nearly as many free throws, 191, as opponents have attempted, 204. North College is making 69% of the free throws that they attempt. Trevor Walterstorff scores 17.8 points per game, gets 4.3 rebounds, makes 61.6% of his shots. Jordan Vogel scoring 13.5 points per game with 6.5 rebounds and converts 65.5% of his field goals. Cliff Warner is at 13 points per game, dishes 4.5 assists per contest. Warner also makes 90.3% of his free throws and 44.6% of his three-point shots. Austin Kachi completes the list of double-digit scores with an 11.6 average, and he makes 38.9% of his three-point attempts. Kyle Lindberg is good for 9.4 points and a team-high 8.9 rebounds. Chris Severs is good for 9.5 points and 4.5 rebounds, and team-high success rate from the floor, 66.7% of his field goal attempts. Northwestern men have a 59-17 advantage in the series. I beg your pardon. Got to make sure I've got the right statistics here. Northwestern leads the series 74-23. According to my count, this will be the 98th meeting between these two teams. North College trails the series since it became a GPAC battle back in 2000-2001, 17-8. North College won the last meeting of these two teams in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament, February 26th of this year. North College led 41-30 at halftime, went on to win 79-61. Trevor Walterstorff and Jordan Vogel had 16 each. Vogel also scored 10 rebounds. Cliff Warner had 14 points and 5 assists. Austin Kachi had 10 points and 8 rebounds. Northwestern was led by Ryan Hogeveen and Ben Kalsbeek with 10 points each. Miller and Syme had 9 points apiece for Northwestern. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Most recent outing for North College was an 86-68 win over Dakota Wesleyan Wednesday night. Northwestern was a 77-72 win over Nebraska Wesleyan on the road in Lincoln on Saturday after a 40-40 halftime tie. Daniel McCallsbeek had 17 points and 12 rebounds. Ben Miller had 22 points and 8 rebounds. North College was led in the win by over Dakota Wesleyan by Trevor Walterstorff, 17, Cliff Warner at 16. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the starting lineups right after this. Here are your starting lineups. First of all, for the Northwestern Red Raiders, they will start number 10, John Kramer, a 6-foot senior from Wahpeton, North Dakota, averaging 10.2 points per game. Ben Miller's a 6'6 junior from Volga, South Dakota, averaging 13.8 points per game. Zach Leeper is a 6'4 sophomore from Adair, Iowa, averaging 12.3 points per contest. Daniel McCallsbeek is a 6'5 junior from Sheldon, Iowa, averaging 12.6 points per game. And Stuart Gosling leads the team with a 15.8 points per game average. He's a 6'7 junior from Elta, Iowa. For the North College men, they will start Cliff Warner. He's a 5'11 junior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 13 points per game. Austin Koch, he's a 6'4 sophomore from Orange City, averaging 11.6 points per game. Trevor Walterstorff is averaging 17.8 points per game. He's a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'6 sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 9.4 points per game. And Jordan Vogel is a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley, averaging 13.5 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Let's take a break. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borenson's.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNA Spider Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. York College defenders decked out in their road black jerseys, white numbers trimmed in gold. Northwestern in their home whites, red numbers trimmed in black. Two teams exchanging pleasantries as we get set for basketball. A nearly full house here at the Boltman Center this evening. Still some open seats, so if you're contemplating and close by, you can still squeeze in this evening. Don't think they had to lock the doors on this Wednesday night. We are set for basketball. Vogel against Van Kalsbeek to jump it up and controlled by Dort College. Lindbergh gives it off to Warner. Warner with the basketball. We are underway. Comes right side over to Kachi. Kachi to Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Facing up. Down to the baseline. Tries to feed it inside. He steps on the baseline as he got the ball tapped back at him. It will be Northwestern basketball after the turnover. So Northwestern gets the ball. This will be Kramer. Kramer brings it up. This is John Kramer. Kramer goes right side. Goslinga well out on the floor, on the perimeter. He comes over to Miller. Miller with a basketball to Leeper. Leeper on the wing. Comes back over to Kramer. Kramer will let fly with a three. Missed it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh into the front court. Lindbergh driving in against Miller. Kicks it over to Warner. Warner left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff out front. Lindbergh back over to Warner. Warner working against Kramer. Kramer gets screened off. Here's Walt. Walt at the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner in between the circles. Comes back over to Trevor. Trevor, jumper, good. Whispers that to through from 18. Trevor Walterstorff gives Dort College a 2-0 lead. Right side with it is Leeper. Leeper, Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek working his way in. Off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Northwestern retreats on defense. Warner with the basketball. Stops in the paint. Gets it back outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Walt. Walt, right side, Warner. Warner, three off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 18:41 remaining in the first half. Warner gets it inbounded to Kachi on the right wing. 35 to shoot for the defenders. With it is Lindbergh. Lindbergh will pull up from 12. He bottoms it out. Lindbergh from the left wing with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 4-0. With it out front is Miller. Miller with the basketball down to the baseline. Spins. Nothing there. Leeper. Leeper left side. Comes back over to Kramer. Kramer to Miller. Miller back over to Leeper. Leeper underneath Goslinga. Goslinga down on the baseline. Puts it up. Blocked from behind. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Kachi, and Kachi doesn't see it. Kachi unable to come up with it. Northwestern gets the ball back on the gift. Here's Kramer at the free throw line. His short jumper is from the free throw line is short. Rebound taken away by Dort College. With it into the front court is Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner reverses Kachi. Kachi left side to Lindbergh. Lindbergh against Van Kalsbeek. His jumper is good. Kyle Lindbergh with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 6-0. 6-0 our score. Dort College with the basketball. 17:40 remaining. Kramer drops it up high to Goslinga. Goslinga on the elbow, and we have a foul called on Cliff Warner. Warner whistled for the personal, his first. 17:36 remaining in the first half. Stand Northwestern inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get the ball inbounded to Miller. Miller will put it on the floor against Lindbergh. His shot rattles, no good. Rebound tip and controlled by Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner goes right side. They get it over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi picks up his dribble. Now Walterstorff left wing. Comes back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball back over to Kachi. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Austin working against Leeper. He goes left side over to Warner. Warner gives it up Vogel. Vogel on the left elbow. Vogel with the basketball. 10 to shoot for the defenders. 9 now. Kachi will square up. Cast up the 3. Missed it. No good. Just left it short. Rebound taken away by Miller. Miller long pass over the top. Ben Colsby comes down with it and throws it away trying to find Leeper. Looked like Ben Colsby had a chance to go up and instead tried to pass it off to Leeper, and Dort College gets the ball back. 6-0 our score. Dort College in front by a half a dozen. Warner right side, Kachi. Kachi on the wing. Kachi gets it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it up Warner. Warner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff pulls up. Nothing there. Back over to Cliff. Cliff on the left wing. Cliff with the back outside, Kachi. Kachi right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Gets the ball screen. He's going to put it up for 3. Missed it. No good. Too strong. Rebound taken away. Weak side by Kramer. Kramer ahead to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Northwestern has yet to score. We're 3 minutes and 40 seconds into this one. Bounce pass down low for Ben Colsby. And a foul underneath. Called on Dort College before the shot. Actually, before the ball went inside. That's going to go on Lindbergh, his first. Team foul number 2 on Dort College. Ben Miller will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Miller to throw it in. Looking for Leeper. And Miller still looking for the toss in. He gets it into Leeper. He's guarded by Severs. Comes back over to Kramer. Kramer. They isolate down low for Gosling. Go working against Kachi. Puts it up off the glass. Does Stu Gosling in. Gosling over the first 2 of the night for Northwestern. It's 6-2. 6-2 our score. Kachi ended up guarding Gosling on. Northwestern hammered it down low. Now they give it up to Severs, working against Goslinga. Comes back over to Warner. Warner down to the baseline. Severs, double-teamed, puts it up off the glass. Good. For Severs with the 2-point basket as he rolls to the right, flips it up over his shoulder. Here's Miller down to the baseline. Cut off by Walterstorff. Short shot, good by Miller. Ben Miller with a 2-point basket. Dort College leads 8-4. 15:25 left to go in the first half. Comes out front, Walterstorff swings at Warner. Warner back over to Kachi. Leeper gave him a shove as he grabbed it. Got it back over to Warner. Warner to Severs. Severs trying to muscle it up, and he's fouled on the play by Goslinga. Stu Goslinga picks up the personal, his first. Team foul number 1 on Northwestern. Ryan Stock into the ball game. Daniel Van Colsbeek checks out. Cliff Warner will inbound the basketball for Dort College. Dort College leading 8-4 early. Just about 5 minutes into this contest. Lindbergh puts it on the floor against Stock. Back outside it comes. They get it Walterstorff. He drives baseline, lays it up. Good. Trevor Walterstorff with 4. Dort College leads 10-4. Comes out front, Stock. Stock, Miller. Miller, Kramer. Kramer, layup. Good. John Kramer with a 2-point basket. It's 10-6. 10-6 our score. Warner gets it away. Lindbergh. Lindbergh guarded by Miller. Comes right side. Kachi. Kachi. Walt. Walt off the glass. Too strong. No good. Rebound tapped, and we've got a foul called on the play against Dort College and Chris Severs. Severs whistled for his first. Team foul number 3 on Dort College. Mark Miedema checks into the ball game. Checking out is Stu Goslinga. 14:43 remaining, first half. Dort College 10, Northwestern 6. Ben Miller with the basketball. He goes to Stock. Stock to the free throw line. Back over to Kramer. Kramer up in the air and throws it away. Trying to find on the cut. Mark Miedema ends up throwing it away. It'll be Dort College basketball. Warner with the basketball working against Kramer. Warner will drive, right hand, flips it up, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Northwestern. Here comes Kramer with a basketball. Kramer ahead to Stock. Stock with it on the right wing, throws it away. Turnover by Northwestern. It'll be North College basketball back. Sean Kaiser is in. Austin Kachi is out. Cliff Warner gets the basketball from Kyle Lindbergh. So Kaiser is in the ballgame. They get it out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it up over to Walt. Walt, Kaiser. Kaiser catches, fires. Three, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Miller. Here comes Northwestern. Neither team heating it up from the outside yet. Here's Stock, a three, good. Just like that, Northwestern bottoms out a three-point basket. It's 10-9. 10-9, our score. Left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh goes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kaiser. Kaiser, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, right wing. Lindbergh back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking down low. They get it instead over to Walterstorff on the wing. Trevor goes high post. Back outside, Trevor. Jumper, no good. Rebound fought for. Kaiser comes up with it. Back over to Cliff. Cliff, three-pointer straight on. Bang! Cliff Warner with his first bucket of the night. North College leads by 4, 13-9. Credit Sean Kaiser with keeping that basketball alive. With it on the right side is Miller. Miller to Stock, and we've got a foul called on Lindbergh, I believe, and that's going to be number two on Kyle. Lindbergh picks up his second. Mike Borwald checks in for Northwestern. Vogel and Tyler Walterstorff check in for North College. Borwald will throw the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They're looking for Stock in the corner. They find him. Another three. That one's good again. Three-point basket by Ryan Stock. He's got six, and the defender lead is 13-12. North College answered the three of the three moments ago. Let's see what they do on this possession. Kaiser back over to Warner. Warner left side, Walt. Walt with it on the wing. And we've got a foul from behind called on Mark Miedema. Miedema whistled for his first personal. Team foul number two on Northwestern. 12:52 left to go in the half. Warner will inbound the basketball for North College. Warner throws over the top, finds Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Cliff. Cliff pull up from 17, off the heel, no good. North College not shooting it well so far. Northwestern has a chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. 13-12 our score. Vorwald in between the circles. He goes right side over to Miller. Miller comes back over to Stock. Stock, nothing there that time. Tyler Walterstorff closed in on him. Now Miller trying to drive in, and we've got a hand check called on Trevor. Trevor Walterstorff whistled for his first personal. 12:29 left to go in the half. North College 13, Northwestern 12. No fast break buckets so far in this one. Mike Vorwald to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Stock in the corner. Back to Miller. Miller to Miedema. Miedema working on Vogel. Lost it on the way up. Take it away, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Here comes North College in transition. Warner will drive in. Teardrop. Can't get it to go. Rebound controlled by Northwestern. Northwestern gets the ball back. Quickly up the floor is Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. He's going to drive in, and he's fouled on the play by Kaiser. Sean Kaiser whistled for the personal. His first. Mark Miedema will check out of the ballgame. Also checking out is Ben Miller. Stu Gunn and Daniel Van Kalsbeek check back in. 12:09 remaining in the half. Pass comes in Vorwald. He'll spot up, put up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken by Walterstorff off the bounce. He gets it ahead to Warner. 12 minutes left to go in the half. Warner gets the ball screen to the free throw line. Another teardrop. That one's no good. Again, rebound taken away by Tyler Walterstorff, and Walterstorff is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on John Kramer, his first. Leapers back in. Kramer is out. It's foul number one on Kramer. Team foul number three on Northwestern. North College up a point. They drop it off inside Vogel. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Jordan Vogel fouled in the act of shooting. He'll go to the free throw line for the opportunity at the three-point play. Foul is charged to Vorwald. Mike Vorwald whistled for his first personal. 11:50 left to go in the first half. Free throw by Vogel. Junior from Rock Valley, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Walt, layup good. Trevor Walters score for the putback off of the missed free throw. And the defenders lead 17-12. A four-point possession for the defenders. Northwestern looking down low. Vogel guarding guarding Gosling. Instead, they go to Van Colesbeek. His turnaround in the lane is good at 17-14. North College by three with the basketball. Right side pass Kaiser. Kaiser guarded by Leeper. Kaiser picks up his dribble. He passes left side. Now dump it down low, Vogel. Vogel working on Gosling. Vogel off of the glass. Good. Jordan Vogel with 4 points. Dort College leads 19-14. They go in the corner to Leeper. Leeper to Stock. Stock looking for Gosling. Gosling trying to work his way in against Vogel. Puts it up with the left hand. Can't get it to go, but a foul called on Vogel. That's his first. 11 minutes left to go in the first half. Dort College leads 19-14. Stu Gosling will go to the free throw line and will shoot two free throws. 63% free throw shooter is Gosling. So the free throw for Gosling up, no good. New players in for Northwestern. Carrick Weirdsma. Also checking in, I believe you've got Josh Vanderplatz. North College countering with Austin Kachi back into the game along with Severs. Gosling misses that free throw. The rebound, though, comes down to Vanderplatz. Back over to Leeper. Leeper three, rims it, no good. Rebound taken away by Gosling. Fires it back outside. Vanderplatz. Vanderplatz snaps it around Leeper. Leeper to Van Colesbeek. Van Colesbeek on the baseline. Van Colesbeek working on Severs. Off balance shot. And he's fouled on the play by Severs.
Second foul.
Foul called on Chris Severs is his second. Van Colesbeek will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. I had thought Severs held his ground pretty well, but Van Colesbeek able to create enough contact to draw the foul call on Severs. First free throw by Van Colesbeek is good. So Van Colesbeek, a 61% free throw shooter, makes the first one. He's got another one coming. Trying to make it a three-point ball game again. Dort College leading 19-15. And Van Colesbeek rattles that one in as well. He's got four, and the defenders lead 19-16. With the basketball is Warner. Warner out front gets the ball screen. Warner looks for the pick and roll. Instead goes left side over to Walt. Walterstorff with it. That's Trevor. Swing pass right side Warner. Warner with the basketball. Tries to drop it inside for Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the right hand up strong. Good. Kyle Lindbergh able to spin off of it. Gets the pick and roll play. Dort College leads 21-16. Northwestern with the basketball. And here come the Raiders. Comes over to Leeper. Leeper guarded by Kachi. They go to Van Colesbeek. Fade away. Good. Daniel Van Colesbeek with 6 points this evening. Dort College leads 21-18. Comes left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff looking for Kachi. Instead, out front Warner. Warner with the basketball on the left side. Gets a screen. He's going to drive in. Dumps it off Lindbergh. Lindbergh working on Leeper. And it's strip free. Coming up with it is Gosling up for Northwestern. He gets it away to Weirdsma. Weirdsma with the basketball. Left side, Leeper. Leeper steps back. Thought about the three. Now instead dumps it off for Gosling. Gosling off of the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Vogel. Vogel ahead to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Dort College with the basketball. Warner goes left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. 9:20 and counting. Dort College leading by three. Dort College's biggest lead was six. Walterstorff, left wing, looking down low. Instead goes over to Warner. Warner, pull up from 15, good. Cliff with five. Dort College leads 23-18. 9 minutes remaining in the first half. Dort College with the lead. Northwestern with the basketball. Northwestern goes right side. Comes back over to Leeper at the point. They drop it down low, and Warner kicks it into the backcourt. Checking out of the ballgame will be Weirdsma. T.J. Malone into the contest as well for Dort College. We reset things. Malone, Kaiser Vogel, Tyler Walterstorff, Austin Kachi in the contest. They go to Van Colsby, guarded there by Tyler Waltersdorf. They want a ball screen. Kramer working on Malone. Gets it back outside Miller. Miller with the basketball back to Leeper. Leeper to Goslinga. Goslinga working on Vogel. And a hold called on Jordan Vogel. Foul number two on Vogel with 8:34 remaining. Decision time now for Coach Ross Dalma. Goslinga will go to the free throw line for a one in the bonus. So Goslinga 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 0 for 3 now, but the rebound comes down to Leeper. They get it back over to Kramer. Kramer to Leeper. Leeper, Van Colsbeek. Van Colsbeek working on Tyler Waltersdorf. His fadeaway is good. Well, Van Colsbeek showed up to play tonight. 23-20. North College leads by 3. Malone passes right side over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kaiser. Kaiser with it out front. Back over to TJ. TJ with it on the left wing. Back over to Austin. Right side. Tyler Waltersdorf, three-pointer. Bang, bang, bang. Tyler Waltersdorf with the three-point basket. North College matches their biggest lead of the game at 26-20. 8:15 remaining in the half. They look down low for Goslinga. Goslinga working in against Vogel. His shot is good. 26-22, North College with a four-point advantage. T.J. Malone will bring it up against Kramer. T.J. across half court. Gets a ball screen out front. Left side, Kaiser. Kaiser looking down low, Vogel. They get it to Vogel, working on Goslinga. Double teamed. Swing it right side, Kachi. Kachi, catch fire three. Off the mark, no good. Too strong. Rebound taken away by Goslinga. Here comes Northwestern, down by four. Kramer with a basketball, drops it off for Miller. Miller into the lane, his leaner from 15 is good. Ben Miller with four, North College leads 26-24. Northwestern making another charge here, 7:29 left to go in the half. Malone comes right side, Kachi. Austin with the basketball, back over to Tyler. He'll put up another three. This one's off the mark, no good. Quick three, here comes Northwestern. Back over to Leeper. Leeper on the left wing. He stops on the wing. Back over to Goslinga. Backdoor cut. Kramer. Kramer kick out past Miller, and we've got a charge. Charging foul called on John Kramer. He got caught up in the air, and he picks up his second personal foul. North College gets the ball back. Stevers, Kaiser, Kachi on the floor, along with Trevor Waltersdorf and Cliff Warner. 7:10 remaining in the half. North College leading by two. 26-24. Both teams have a player with two fouls. In fact, North College has three of them. Lindberg, Vogel, and Sievers. Right now playing mix and match in the post. Sievers will go for a while. See how long he can go without picking up number three. Warner pull up from 17. Left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Miller. It's one and done for North College again. Miller with it on the left wing. He's going to drive in, dumps it outside, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Warner. It'll be North College, will be Northwestern basketball. Right side of the lane. Well out on the three-point ring. They'll inbound it. That's on the baseline. 6:49 left to go in the half. Ball gets inbounded. They get it over to Goslinga. Goslinga, Leeper. Leeper catches, fires three. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball ahead to Warner. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff back over to Kachi. He'll put up another three. That one off the mark, no good. And Austin not hitting right now. Back we go the other way. Northwestern with the basketball. They turn it over. Here comes Warner in transition. He doesn't have the numbers. Cliff will pull it up at the top of the key. Threads the needle to Sievers. Sievers gathers himself. Shot is good. Chris Sievers with four. North College leads 28-24. With the basketball coming back the other way, Northwestern. Leeper, Vorwald, Vorwald, Miller. Miller looking down low for Goslinga. Goslinga working against Sievers. Here's the drive by Miller. Blocked shot by Kachi. Rebound Kachi. Here comes North College. Austin with the basketball on the right side. Gets it over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball. North College by four, looking to build. Kaiser with it on the wing. Sean Kaiser gives it up to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back outside. Sean. Sean will drive in. Jump stop. Puts it up. Count the basket. No foul call, so Kaiser with a two-point basket. North College leads 30-24, Northwestern basketball. Northwestern with the ball. Here's Vorwald. Vorwald out front, guarded there by Warner. Right now, Northwestern with their backup point guard on the floor. Stock working against Kaiser, back over to Miller. Miller will back it in against Walthersdorf fading away. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Wolf. Walt gets it ahead to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Neither team's used the timeout yet. Kaiser, right side Kachi. Kachi looking down low, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf working on Miller. Puts it up in the lane. Gets it to go. Two-point basket for Trevor Walthersdorf. He's got 8 first-half points. And the North College defenders take a 32-24 lead. Timeout on the floor. Charge to NW. Back with more after this. North College by 8. 5:04 remaining first half. We'll be back with more right after this. 5:04 remaining first half. North College has their biggest lead of the ballgame. Northwestern has used the first timeout by either team. So Northwestern blinks first, if you will, in this first half. They had it down to 2. They had the basketball, but North College has scored 6 points in a row to take a 32-24 lead. For North College, it's the original starting 5 minus Lindberg plus Kaiser. Lindberg on the bench with 2 personal fouls. So Kaiser getting the minutes instead. They get it underneath to Van Colsbeek, and Van Colsbeek travels with it. Warner doubled down hard on Van Colsbeek, didn't allow him to turn. And the North College defenders get the basketball back on the turnover. Vogel will inbound the basketball, gets it in to Warner. Warner working against Borwald. 4:50 and counting, first half. Right side pass, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball on the wing. Austin, right side, Walt. Walt out front, Kaiser. Kaiser's pass deflected, picked up by Warner while out on the floor. Back over to Walthersdorf, guarded there by Van Colsbeek. Walt outside, Kaiser. Ball fake, back over to Warner. 15 to shoot. Comes back over to the left wing. Dump it down low to Vogel, working on Vogel. Off the glass, too high, no good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Northwestern and Borwald as Miller hit the floor hard that time. He picks himself up, gets the ball back, and he'll walk it up. Comes right side Borwald. Borwald leaper. Leaper stock. North College with an 8-point lead. They dump it down low. Van Colsbeek gets a little shoulder. Shot no good. Rebound tapped. Controlled by Wolf. Outlet pass over to Warner. Northwestern retreating on defense. Warner back over to Kaiser. Catch fire 3. Bang, bang, bang! 3-point basket by Sean Kaiser. He's got 5, and the defenders open up their biggest lead of the ballgame. 35-24, 3:50 left to go in the half. Right side, Leaper. Leaper, Borwald. Borwald, the lefty, 3. Off the mark, missed everything. Rebound taken away by Miller, though, on the air ball. They get it back over to Stock. Stock had 2 early 3s. They get it underneath Van Colsbeek. Off of the glass, good. Daniel Van Colsbeek with 10. North College leads 35-26. Had a chance at a one-and-done. Ben Miller kept it alive. Here comes North College with the basketball. Warner on the left side. Warner back over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Kachi. Kachi looking down low, Vogel. Instead, with it on the right side, guarded by Leaper. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi, Walthersdorf down low against Stock. Here's Walt. Walt fading away from 12, whispers it through. Fading away, Walthersdorf. North College leads 37-26. With the basketball is Miller. Miller out front, Leaper. Leaper right side, Borwald. Borwald snaps it off to Van Colsbeek. Van Colsbeek, another mid-range jumper, missed that one. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touch by North College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. 37-26, North College by 11. 2:53 remaining in the first half. Northwestern to inbound the basketball. Carrick Wiertzma to throw it in. Wiertzma looking, throws it over the top, finds Stock. We've got a mismatch there. Seavers guarding him. They go down low, Goslinga. Goslinga working on Kaiser. Goslinga up strong, good. Somehow a mismatch. North College unable to recover in time. Kaiser gave up about 4 inches down low, and Goslinga got the shot to go. Kachi, T.J. Malone, North College with a 9-point lead. Out front, Lindberg. Lindberg puts it on the deck, back over to Malone. Malone at the free throw line, back over to Kachi. Kachi snaps it outside Lindberg. Lindberg drives the lane against Miedema, puts it up, and we've got a foul from behind called on Mark Miedema. Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. For Mark Miedema, that is foul number 2. Northwestern coaching staff can't believe it. The officials, by the way, today, as assigned by the GPAC, Pete Hansen, Pat Anderson, and Chris Aguirre. First free throw by Lindberg, no good. Trevor, Tyler Walthersdorf are in there, along with Cliff Warner. Here's their lineup for Dort College with three players coming in. Chris Sievers, Kyle Lindberg, Tyler Walterstorff, Trevor Walterstorff, and Cliff Warner. 2:20 remaining in the first half. Lindberg trying to make it a 10-point ball game with a made free throw here. Free throw by the left-hander. It's up and through. Kyle Lindberg now with 7 points, and the defenders reestablish a 10-point lead at 38-28. Stock with the basketball, guarded there by Walterstorff after he picks up his dribble. Stolen away by Lindberg. Lindberg has the numbers, 2-on-1. Drops it off Tyler. Tyler layup good. Tyler Walterstorff with the basket. He's got 5, and the defenders lead by a dozen, 40-28. With it on the right side is Leeper. Leeper out front. Leeper goes left side. They get it Wiersma. Wiersma back over to Stock. Stock underneath Miedema. Miedema spins with the left hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Northwestern. They get it back outside. 3 on the way by Leeper. No good. Rebound controlled by Lindberg. Dort College with a chance to build on a 12-point lead. Into the front court with the basketball is Warner. Warner over to Tyler. Tyler Walterstorff back over to Cliff. Cliff gives it up to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball to Sievers. Back outside, Tyler Walterstorff working on Goslinga. Tyler puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, as Kachi has struggled from the three-point line, so has Zach Leeper. Neither one of those sharpshooters hitting here in the first half. Cliff Warner to throw the ball in for the defenders, leading by a dozen. Warner gets it in, Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg puts it on the floor against Miedema with the right hand. No good. Rebound taken down by Sievers, and a foul called on the play against Chris Sievers. 1:12 remaining in the game, in the first half, and Sievers has just picked up his third, and Jordan Vogel's going to check in. Two free throws on the way here for Stuart Goslinga. Goslinga 0-for-3 so far from the charity stripe. Northwestern as a team, 2-for-5. Free throw by the junior from Elta misses everything. So Stu Goslinga misses everything on the free throw. And another free throw on the way for Goslinga. This one's up, and that one's too strong. You knew that was going to happen. Vogel is fouled in the backcourt by Miedema. Silly foul by the freshman that time. He picks up his third. And that's where Ben Miller, the leader of this Northwestern team, and make no doubt about it, this is Ben Miller's team. He comes over to the freshman and says, you are 80 feet away from the basket. Get back and play defense, or something to that effect, I would imagine. Jordan Vogel will now shoot a 1 and the bonus. So Vogel 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Free throw by Vogel left it short. It rolls in. 13 for Vogel. Beg your pardon. 5 for Vogel. A 13-point lead for the defenders. Baker's does an advantage for Dort College. 1:10 left in the half. Post player from Rock Valley misses the second free throw. It has not been sharp shooting by the defenders in this half. Northwestern with the basketball. 1 minute remaining. Ben Miller with the basketball out front, directing traffic. He's got Vanderplatz and Wiersma on the floor with him on the perimeter, looking down low for Goslinga. They'd like to get a third foul on Vogel. Shot by Miller. No good there for the rebound, and the putback, though, is Josh Vanderplatz. Vanderplatz makes it a 11-point game at 41-30. Dort College can run the shot clock down if they want. Warner over to Walterstorff. Now Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. 30 seconds on the shot clock. Back over to Walt. Walt leans in. Has it stripped. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Cliff Warner to throw it in. 18 on the shot clock. 26 on the game clock. Dort College leading by 11. Warner to throw it in. Gets it in Kaiser. Kaiser ball fake. Drives in. Off the glass. Good. Sean Kaiser with a two-point basket. He's got 7 first half points, and the defenders lead 43-32 by Warner. Warner in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Miller. Miller will bring it back the other way. 9 seconds remaining. Miller wants a ball screen. Miller working on Walterstorff. Ben will back it out. Gets it over to Wiertzma. 1 second left from the free throw line. Van Kolsbeek shot no good. And the North College defenders have a 43-30 Baker's Dozen lead at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College with a Baker's Dozen lead of 43-30. The Dort College defenders have led from the outset. They scored the first 6 points of the half, pushed the lead up to five at 21-16. At the 10-minute mark, Northwestern cut the lead down to 26-24. Dort College responded with a 6-point run to make it 32-34, and a 9-0 run, got the lead up to 11, 35-24. Took their first 13-point lead of the ball game at 41-28, and have a 13-point lead here at halftime, 43-30. Dort College led unofficially by Trevor Walterstorff's 10 first-half points, Daniel Van Kolsbeek with 10 for the Raiders. 43-30, Dort College in front at the Boltman Center. Back with more after this.
Are you a parent, relative, or friend of a young adult planning to go to college?
43-30, Dort College leading at halftime. But the one statement I keep remembering or have heard is the least important score is the halftime score. So Dort College with plus 13 at halftime, but long ways to go in this one. And at the Boltman Center, we have seen several strange things happen over the years. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College, 19 of 37 from the floor, 51.4%. 3 of 11 on threes, 27.3%. 2 for 5 on free throws for 40%. For Northwestern, 13 of 33 from the floor, 39.4%. 2 for 8 on threes, 25%. 2 for 7 on free throws, 28.6%. Northwestern has out-rebounded Dort College by a pair, 20-18 in the first half. Dort College with 5 offensive, 13 defensive. Northwestern with 7 offensive and 13 defensive. Turnovers, Northwestern 9, Dort College a paltry 2. Probably the surprise of the evening that Dort College, if you had told me they only had 2 at halftime before I got the stats, I would have been surprised, but that is what they have.
Good job, guys. We were to do
the numbers individually. Trevor Walterstorff, 5 for 7 from the floor, 10 points. 7 points for Kyle Lindbergh in limited action, 2 fouls this evening. 7 points for Sean Kaiser off of the bench. He's gotten some of those minutes in place of Kyle Lindbergh, so a pretty productive position right there, 17 points. 5 for Tyler Walterstorff, 4 for Chris Sievers, 5 for Cliff Warner. 5 for Jordan Vogel. For Northwestern, they're paced by Daniel Van Kolsbeek's 10 points on 4 for 8 shooting from the floor. 6 points for Ryan Stock, 6 for Stu Goslinga, 4 for Ben Miller, 2 for John Kramer, and 2 for Josh Vanderplots for their total of 30. Rebounding, Dort College is paced by Jordan Vogel's 5 and Trevor Walterstorff's 4, 2 each for Austin Kachi and Kyle Lindbergh. For Northwestern rebounds, Ben Miller has 5, 4 for Stu Goslinga, 3 for Ryan Stock, 2 each for John Kramer and Zach Leeper. 4 assists for Cliff Warner with 3 steals. 2 assists for Ben Miller. Northwestern with 1 steal. Dort College with 4 steals, 3 of them by Warner, as I said, 1 for Kyle Lindbergh. Dort College, 43, Northwestern, 30. Dort College, 16 bench points. Northwestern with 8 bench points. Dort College credited with 18 points in the paint. Northwestern with 10. Fast break opportunities have been few and far between. In fact, they don't have any points listed as coming off of fast breaks for either team. Take a break and be back with more right after this. See if we can track down some scores from the G-Pack. Back with more after this. Women's scores look like this from earlier tonight. Northwestern over Dort College, 73-59. Briarcliff withstands Concordia, 89-87 in overtime. Briarcliff prevails. Morningside over Dakota Wesleyan, 73-64. Hastings over Nebraska Wesleyan, 65-52. Midland and Doan, no report yet. That was a 7:30 start time, so they should be wrapping up, I would imagine, in the next 10 to 15 minutes or so. Men's scores at halftime, or very near halftime. Dakota Wesleyan leads Morningside 34-29. Hastings leads Nebraska Wesleyan 31-27.
We really do thank everybody for contributing to these things. That's great. Thank you so much.
And it doesn't appear we have any report on Briarcliff and Concordia, nor do we have a report on... Midland and Doan played last night. Midland defeated Doan 81-64. Take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 43-30. Dort College over Northwestern at halftime. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hills Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hild, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Northwestern basketball to start the second half, and we are underway. John Kramer with the basketball on the right wing, snaps it over to Miller. Miller goes down low for Goslinga. Goslinga puts it up in the lane. His shot is good. Stu Goslinga with a two-point basket. He's got eight, and the Dort College lead is 43-31. Pass left side over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf on the wing. Comes back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it. Takes it out beyond the three-point line. Comes back left side, Kachi. Kachi drops it off for Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf against Van Kulsbeek. Back over to Kachi. Kachi will drive in with the right hand from the left side. No good. Rebound cleared out by Gosling. Here comes Northwestern and Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Pull up from 15. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out. Long coming away with it is Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner will take it up against Kramer. Comes right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Picks it up, backs over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner, 17-footer, straight on, rims it, no good. Rebound saved by Northwestern. Coming away with it is Van Kulsbeek. Van Kulsbeek with the basketball. 18:50 left to play in the contest. Northwestern with the basketball. Left side, Leeper. Leeper goes down low for Goslinga, working on Vogel. And we have a hold called on Jordan Vogel, and Vogel has just picked up his third. 43-32, our score. Chris Severs is going to check into the ballgame. Vogel will check out. John Kramer will throw the ball in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Kramer looking. Still looking. Gets it in for Leeper, and Leeper tracks it down to the corner. Back over to Gosling on the perimeter. They get it, Kramer. Kramer, Van Kulsbeek. Van Kulsbeek up off the glass, good. Back-to-back buckets by Northwestern to start the second half. And it's a 10-point ball, a 9-point ball game at 43-34. Walthersdorf over to Kachi. Kachi right side, Warner. Warner, Severs. Severs backing his way in against Goslinga, his shot is good. Chris Severs with six. Dort College leads 45-34. 18-12 left to go in the game. Left side, Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller goes over to Leeper. Leeper to Goslinga. Goslinga working against Stevers. Puts it up in traffic. His shot is good. Northwestern hammering it down low to Goslinga on the last couple of possessions. Lindbergh gets it back over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball back over to Walt. Walt, left side, Warner. Warner with the basketball, guarded by Kramer. And the ball is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Lindbergh to throw the ball in front of the Dort College bench on the offensive end for Dort College. Dort College by nine, right side pass, Kachi. Kachi Seavers swings it back over to Walterstorff, guarded there by Van Kalsbeek, back over to Warner. Warner drives the lane, puts it up from 10, too strong, no good. Rebound Goslinga, Goslinga over to Leeper. Leeper in traffic, kicks it out. Kramer, ball fake, drives the lane, and we've got a charging foul called on John Kramer. Kramer got up in the air without a flight plan, and he tried to kick it out, and he runs over the top of Cliff Warner on the help defense. Foul number three on the starting point guard for Northwestern, John Kramer. North College with a chance to extend the 9-point lead that has been as many as 13. Walterstorff driving in against Van Kalsbeek, misses off the glass. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Here comes Kramer. Kramer with the basketball on the right side, looking down low, gets it to Van Kalsbeek. Again, Northwestern trying to hammer it down low. Van Kalsbeek fading away, shot good. 14 for Van Kalsbeek. Dort College's lead is 7. 16:50 left to go in the contest. So Northwestern has effectively cut the lead in half from 13 to 7 with 6 unanswered points. Lindbergh out front, back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff down low for Seavers and a reach over called on Goslinga. Goslinga has just picked up his second, according to my count. 7-point advantage for the defenders. 16:39 remaining in regulation. Dort College will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner gets it in to Seavers. Seavers back over to Warner. Warner draws the contact, gets knocked to the floor by Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek takes the foul. Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Van Kalsbeek picks up his first personal. Cliff Warner to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way for the junior from Altoona. First free throw by Warner is good. 6 for Warner. North College leads 46-38. Another free throw on the way for the defenders. Second free throw by Warner is up. That one spins through. Warner with 7. And the defenders lead 47-38. 16:30 remaining ballgame. Dort College by 9. Kramer with the basketball. Out front, Leeper. Leeper down low, Goslinga. Goslinga against Lindbergh. His turnaround is good. Dort College has to find a way to keep the ball out of his hands. 47-40, Dort College by 7. Right side pass, Kachi. Kachi to Walterstorff. Walterstorff too strong off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern ahead. Van Kalsbeek layup good. All 12 of Northwestern's points have come from their post players here in the second half. Kachi with the basketball. He gives to Stevers. Stevers to trying to drive in against Goslinga, and Goslinga flops. Goslinga goes to the floor. The foul's called on Stevers. That's his fourth. And the North College defenders may need a timeout. Jordan Vogel pops off of the bench. He's going to check in. Vogel is in. Seavers is out. 15:52 remaining ballgame. So Northwestern has hammered it down low. They've outscored North College 12-4 to start the second half. They've gotten all 12 of their points out of their post players. Goslinga with 6, Van Kalsbeek with 6. Now Miller, right side Leeper. They go underneath Goslinga, and we've got a charge called on Goslinga. 3 on Goslinga now. 47-42, Dort College by 5. Mark Miedema will check into the ballgame. Goslinga will check out of the ballgame. Dort College with a 5-point advantage. And the defenders will bring the ball up. Warner will take it across half court. Swift with the basketball on the right side. Dort College needs a bucket. They get it to Kachi out front, working against Leeper. Back over to Cliff. They're looking down low Lindbergh. Walterstorff reverses Kachi. Kachi, Vogel. Vogel working on Miedema. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel's shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Ball's going to go on Ben Miller. His first. Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Vogel came into the ballgame. He's 71% free throw shooter. He is 1-for-3 this evening. 15-18 remaining ballgame. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Two free throws on the way for Vogel, and he misses the first one. Left it short. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. This one out of the deep knee band. That one drops through. So Vogel now with six. And the defenders lead by half a dozen, 48-42. A lot of time left in this one as we approach the 15-minute mark. Kramer working against Warner, and we've got a foul called on Cliff Warner. His second. 15-10 remaining in the ballgame. Team foul number three, team foul number three on the defenders in this half. Lob pass over the top, and it hits the rim. There for the cleanup, though, is Kramer, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. Would have been an easy two if the ball doesn't hit the rim, but Ben Kalsbeek unable to track it down. Dort College gets the ball back, leading by six. Warner with the basketball. Cliff with it. He passes over to Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. Kachi to Walt. Walt out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, back over to Warner. Warner with it on the wing. Cliff gets a ball screen from Vogel. He'll drive baseline. Nothing there. He'll go to the opposite corner. Back out front, Kachi. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Austin with the basketball. 8 to shoot now. Austin Kachi up the dribble. Fading away. Up and good. 2-point basket for Austin Kachi. Dort College leads by 8, 50-42. Dort College wants a timeout. 14:30 remaining in the ballgame. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Austin Kachi just hit a tough shot with the shot clock winding down. Dort College leads 50-42. Northwestern with the basketball. Dort College calls the timeout after the made bucket. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Paul and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Kramer gives it away to Miller. Miller with it across the timeline. Ben Miller looking down low, instead comes out to Kramer, guarded closely by Warner. Kramer in the lane, his shot no good, rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel grabs it in traffic, gives it off to Tyler Walterstorff. Dort College with the basketball. Let's see if Kachi has a hot hand now. Kachi with it out front, Warner. Warner left side, Tyler. Tyler Walterstorff with it on the wing. Tyler splits the defense, gets it blocked, kick out Vogel. 19 to shoot for Dort College. They'll reset it, they've got time. Warner with the basketball on the left wing, down to the baseline. Retreats, gives to Vogel. Vogel working against Miedema. Off the glass, good. 2-point basket for Jordan Vogel. He's got 8, and the defender lead is back to 10, 52-42. 13:40 remaining in the ballgame. Right side is Miller. Miller to Leeper. Leeper guarded there by Kachi. Comes back over to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller comes back to Kramer. Kramer with it in between the circles out front. Right side with it is Stock. He had 2 threes in the first half. Leeper catches, fires, 3 off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi, foot race the other way, feeds Walt. Walt dunks! Slam it home, Trevor Walterstorff! 12 for Walt, and the Dort College defenders respond to the challenge by the Northwestern Red Raiders. They pull away from a 47-42 advantage with 7 unanswered. And the defenders force Northwestern to use a 30-second timeout. Back for more after this. left to go in the ballgame. Northwestern used that timeout partially to get Stu Goslinga back into the game. He was waiting at the scorer's table. Ben Miller, the leader, can't get it to go. Rebound, Goslinga. Goslinga, tough shot in the lane. Good. Stu's got got 14. It's a 10-point game again at 54-44. 12:48 left to go in the contest. Kaiser gets it away, left side Walterstorff. Now down low, Vogel. Vogel spins, tries to dunk it, can't get it. Now he's stripped on the play. Jordan Vogel spun into the lane, got it pinned on the rim, couldn't finish it. He got fouled on the play, and it's going to go on Stock. Ryan Stock whistled for the personal. Vogel didn't quite have his feet under him to finish it. Now he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Vogel's got 8 points. North College with a 10-point lead, 54-44. Free throw by Vogel is up, rims it, no good. Jordan Vogel, a 71% free throw shooter, but 2-for-6 tonight. Hopefully those don't come back to haunt the defenders. 12:38 left to go in regulation. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. Out of the deep knee band, the right-hander missed it, no good. Fight for the basketball, it's taken down by Miller. Miller grabs it off the bounce, here comes Northwestern. They want a set play, and we have a blocking foul called on Cliff Warner.
Third call, Cliff Warner.
Foul number 3 on Cliff. Right side of the lane, Northwestern will inbound it. Ben Miller to trigger it. Lindberg is in. Tyler Walterstorff will check out. T.J. Malone's going to check into the ballgame. Cliff Warner will check out. So Nord College will try to sneak a couple minutes here with Cliff picking up his third. Northwestern gets the ball inbounded to Miller. Miller gets it back. He's going to put it on the floor, drives in, and he travels. No, a blocking foul called on Dort College. And Jordan Vogel, that's number 4 on him, and now it's mix and match time for the defenders. Tyler Walterstorff's going to check back into the game. But right now, Dort College is going to have Vogel on the floor with 4. Kramer, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. And Jordan Vogel has just fouled out. So Jordan Vogel fouls out with 12:17 remaining on a rebound. Got tangled up on the rebound, and there was nothing else the official Pete Hansen could do but call the foul, and now Dort College will have to gut it out with one of their leading scorers on the bench. Inbounding, they get it to Miller. Miller counts the hoop, and he's fouled. Ben Miller with 6. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot 1. Northwestern, a shift in momentum here with 12:15 remaining. And Ben Miller will try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Let's see if Dort College can gut it out here. 54-46, defenders by 8. Tyler Walterstorff was waiting at the scorer's bench. He didn't get in time, though. Lindberg will drive baseline. Nothing there. Back over to TJ. He'll pull the trigger from 15. He made it. TJ Malone with the two-point basket. 56-46, Dort College by 10. Kramer goes left side. Stock, 3, good. Ryan Stock with the three-point basket. He's got 9. Back way to go the other way, and Stock picks up the personal. Bonus time for Dort College. Trevor Walterstorff will shoot 1 in the bonus. 56-49, our score. Miller is out. Vanderplaats is in. Dort College with a 7-point lead and a chance to build on it here. Trevor Walterstorff with a 1-1. Kaiser, Malone, Lindberg, and Tyler Walterstorff on the floor. Rebound tapped out. Coming away with it is TJ Malone. Kaiser to Tyler. Tyler tries to lob it down low, and we've got a push called on Ryan Stock. Ryan Stock has just picked up his third. He pushed Trevor Walterstorff with the forearm from behind. So that's foul number 3 on Ryan Stock, and Trevor will go back to the free throw line for another 1-1. Dort College has not shot free throws well this evening. Free throw by Trevor, good. Got to start making these. can sure help your cause. 11:34 remaining. 57-49, North College by 8. The tension begins to build. Free throw by Walt is no good. Rebound controlled by Kramer. It's an 8-point game, 57-49. Here comes Northwestern. Kramer. Kramer with a basketball on the right wing. They bounce it down low. Ben Kulsbeek. Ben Kulsbeek turn around in the lane. No good, but a foul on the play called on Tyler Waltersdorf. That's number one on Tyler as he was matched up with Daniel Van Kulsbeek, and Daniel Van Kulsbeek will go to the free throw line for two. It's going to end up being a free throw shooting contest yet. Both teams in the bonus with 11:22 remaining. Jordan Vogel has already been disqualified on foul. Zach Leeper will check in. Josh Vanderplatz checks out. It's a 7-point game at 57-50. 11:22 left. Second free throw by Van Kulsbeek, no good. Rebound tapped out. Kramer down to the baseline. Throws it away, picked up by Leeper near midcourt. Comes back, right side, Stock. Stock with a basketball. Stock back over to Kramer. Kramer with a basketball. Kramer will work against Waltersdorf. Loses it, picks it back up. He'll pull the trigger for three. Good. Three-point basket for John Kramer. And the North College lead is 57-53. A four-point possession for Northwestern. North College needs a timeout. Back with more after this. 57-53, North College. Leading by four with 10:56 remaining in the ballgame. North College is led by as many as 13 this evening. Northwestern had the lead down to 5 at one point, 47-42. North College responded with a run. Now they lead by 4, 57-53. Warner and Austin Kachi are back in the game for the defenders. Austin with the basketball. Out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Cliff. Cliff, nothing there this time. He picks up his dribble, comes back over to Austin Kachi. Right side, Waltersdorf. Trevor tries for Lindbergh down low, and it's tipped out of bounds by Kramer. It'll be North College basketball. North College inbounding. Cliff Warner to throw it in. So Warner to throw it in. They get it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Nothing there. Back over to Kachi. 10:30 to go. Six on the shot clock. Here's Warner with the basketball. Five. Looks down low. Lindbergh. Lindbergh. Turn around. Off the rim. No good. And it didn't draw iron. So it's Northwestern basketball after the shot clock violation, 57-53. North College with a four-point lead. Northwestern with a basketball as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Northwestern has owned the momentum here in the second half of play. Kramer out front, comes to Miller. Miller to Leeper. Leeper, Van Kulsbeek. Van Kulsbeek, spin move, good. 57-55. Northwestern has taken advantage. Van Kulsbeek with 19, goes left side, Waltersdorf. Tyler over to Austin Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner, Waltersdorf. Trevor, crossover, spin move in the lane, scoops it up, good. Trevor with 15, North College leads 59-55. 9:47 left to go in the ballgame. Ben Miller looking for an isolation, and a foul called away from the ball. Tyler Waltersdorf called for the personal foul away from the basketball, his second. 9:42 remaining. Free throws on the way for Ryan Stock, an 88% free throw shooter. This will be a one and the bonus. First free throw by Stock, no good. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes North College by four. Cliff into the front court with the basketball. Step back, left side, Waltersdorf. Wants a ball screen, gets it instead over to Kachi. Kachi, right side to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner has it stripped, picks it back up. Northwestern fans wanted to travel. Here's Lindbergh working on Miller. Nothing there. Back over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Three ball, too strong, no good. Rebound cleared out by Van Kulsbeek. Here comes Kramer. Kramer into the front court, had Leeper. Now he passes to Leeper. Back over to Miller. Miller drives in. Kick out pass, Stock, making it a one-point game, no. Rebound, though, Van Kulsbeek. Van Kulsbeek layup good. Van Kulsbeek makes it a two-point game at 59-57. North College with the basketball. Warner with it, drives in, And we've got a foul called on the rebound against Northwestern as Trevor Walterstorff went up for the tap back opportunity. Foul's going to go on Ben Miller. Trevor will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1 at least. I'm not sure if it was a two-shot situation or a 1-1. So Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. He's 1-for-3 this evening. Not a good night shooting by anyone at the free throw line for Dord College. Double bonus from here on out for both teams. Free throw by Trevor, off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Sievers, out to Warner, three ball, no good. Tap by Kaiser, Kaiser tap in, good. Sean with 9, Dord College leads 61-57. Now you need a stop. 8:40 remaining ball game. Miller with a basketball. Isolate, down low. They get it, Goslinga. Goslinga up off strong with the right hand, good. He's got 16. 61-59, Dord College by a deuce. Warner with the basketball, back over to Kachi. Kachi, left side, Kaiser. Let's go down to Sievers. Sievers off the glass, no good. Missed it on the hook shot. Here comes Northwestern trying to push the ball. Miller into the front court. Miller with it on the right wing. Picks up his dribble, gets it over to Stock. Stock to Kramer. They force it down low again to Gosling. And they throw it through the hands of Ryan Stock. 8 minutes left to go in the game. Dord College by 2. 61-59. Bringing the basketball up will be Warner against Kramer. Warner with the basketball. He's going to pull up, shoot a 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Here's Kramer. Kramer back the other way. Kramer lost it, and now a reach-in foul called. No, the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dord College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Back into the game is Josh Vanderplaats. On the floor for Dord College, Kaiser, Warner, Kachi, Sievers, Trevor Walterstorff. For Northwestern, Leeper, Miller, Vanderplaats, Goslinga, and Kramer, I believe. Mike Borwald's going to check into the game. Kramer will catch a breather. So Northwestern will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Borwald to trigger it. Borwald gets it down low for Vanderplaats. Vanderplaats in the lane. His short shot no good. There for the rebound, no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Sean gets the basketball. He's into the front court. Bounce pass down low. Walterstorff, layup good. Trevor with a two-point basket. He's got 17. Defenders lead 63-59. 7:20 left to go in the game. Comes right side Borwald. Borwald gives it up. Now they go Miller. Miller, Goslinga fading away, good. Stewart Goslinga with 18. Dord College leads 63-61. Warner with the basketball. Warner over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser back over to Warner. Warner with it on the left wing. Warner looking down low, and we've got a reach over called on Ben Miller. Miller has just picked up his third personal. Two free throws on the way for Trevor Walterstorff. Both teams are shooting two free throws on each foul from here on out. Waltz, a paltry 1-for-4 from the free throw line here in this ball game. Ellen Short, 1-for-5. It has been a struggle from the charity stripe for Dord College this evening. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Dord College will use a 30-second timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dord College basketball on KDCR. Dord College shooting more free throws. This will be Trevor Walterstorff shooting a free throw to try and make it a three-point game again. 63-61, Dord College leads by 2 right now. 7:01 remaining in regulation. Walterstorff's free throw is up. That one's good. Trevor makes 1 of 2. Dord College leads 64-61. You got to get a stop. You know they're going to hammer it down low to Stu Goslinga. He has had the hot hand tonight for Northwestern along with Daniel Van Kalsbeek. They run a ball screen, isolation up front. They get it into the corner. Vanderplaats misses everything. Rebound taken away by Goslinga. Goslinga back over to Kramer. Kramer will drive in. His short shot off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi, and he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on John Kramer. Kramer picks up his fourth. Well, Northwestern can play without Kramer, I believe. You just simply slide Ben Miller over and let him run the point. Austin Kachi will shoot two free throws here. Double bonus time for both teams from here on out. York College by three. Free throw by Kachi is up. And good. Three for Kachi. Daniel Van Kalsbeek into the ball game. See, now you got the double post threat for Northwestern of Van Kalsbeek and Goslinga. Kachi, another free throw on the way, trying to make it a five-point game again. Free throw too strong, and it goes down anyhow. Kachi with four. York College leads 66-61. 6:37 left to go in the game. Long ways to go in this one yet. Got to string together a stop or two. Leaper with it. Down low, Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek travels with it. No call made. Rebound cleared out by Lindberg. Ahead to Warner. Here comes York College on the fly. Five-point lead, Kaiser. Kaiser ball fake. Now to Kachi. Shot short. No good. Rebound taken away by Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer to Miller. Miller stops, pops, three, good. He caught it in rhythm and he knocked it down. Ben Miller with nine at 66-64. A two-point game again. Lindberg with it out front. Warner, Dort College with the basketball. Dort College trying to muscle through a night where they haven't hit from the outside. Kachi back over to Walterstorff. Not consistently, at least. Walterstorff gets around Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek unable to stop him, but Walterstorff unable to finish. Here comes Northwestern with a chance to tie or take the lead. 5:30 left to go in the game. They give it to Ben Miller. He'll run the play from the point. Comes to Kramer. Kramer on the left elbow. Kramer will drive in. Right-handed shot. No good. Rebound cleared off by Warner after the block by Lindberg. Here's Warner. Warner, high off of glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Walt. Layup good. Walterstorff with 20. Dort College leads 68-64. Lindberg had the block on the other end. Here's Miller. Miller out front. Leaper. Leaper with the basketball. Bounce pass down low and they throw it away. It's Dort College basketball. There's the stop you need. Now build on it. 68-64 our score. Dort College with the lead. Timeout on the floor, Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College with the basketball, 6:03 remaining, but Northwestern managing to cut into a 13-point halftime lead. Dort College with the lead in the basketball. Kachi with it right side. Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Kachi. Kachi to Tyler. Tyler gives it up Cliff Warner. Cliff Warner back over to Trevor Walterstorff. He'll drive baseline, lays it up, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Goslinga. Now the ball tipped in the backcourt by Tyler Walterstorff. Dort College wanted an isolation. They got it, but Trevor Walterstorff too strong on the baseline move, overshot the basket. And now Northwestern will have the basketball and a chance to cut into the lead again. It's been as close as 63-61. They can make it a one-point game with a made three. Miller, top of the key, 15-footer, good. Ben Miller stops and pops. He's got 11, 68-66, beg your pardon. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi out front, Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Tyler now. Tyler out front, Kachi. Austin back over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner off of glass, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Goslinga. Here comes Northwestern with a chance to tie or take the lead. 4 minutes remaining. They get it over to Goslinga. Goslinga off of glass, tie game. 68-68, 4 minutes remaining. Goslinga with a two-point basket. He's got 20. Both teams have three timeouts remaining. With it is Warner. Warner out front, Tyler. Tyler over to Trevor. Trevor guarded by Van Kalsbeek. Over to Kachi. Kachi, three, bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket by Austin Kachi. He's got seven, and the defenders lead 71-68 as he catches and fires. Comes over to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller's going to test the waters. Into the lane. His shot off the heel. No good. Rebound tapped out. Warner comes up with it. Here's Dort College in transition. Doesn't have the numbers. Warner, blow-by move. Drives in. It's stolen by Kramer. Kramer comes up with the steal. Northwestern gets it back. 3:10 remaining, and you need another stop. Kramer with a basketball. He gets it away to Miller. Miller back over to Kramer. Both teams gassed right now. 3 minutes to go in regulation. They get it left side. Stock. Stock to Miller, and we've got a foul called on Lindberg down low. Lindberg and Goslinga got tangled up. Goslinga, who is 0 for 5 from the free throw line, will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. For Lindberg, that is foul number 3. There's 2:55 remaining in the ballgame. Goslinga with a team-high 20 points. Well, beg your pardon. Ben Colsby has 21. Now Goslinga has 21. Makes it a two-point game again. 71-69, Northwestern down 2. Another free throw on the way. He can make it a one-point game. Leaper back into the game for Northwestern. Goslinga's free throw, good. 71-70, Northwestern cuts it to 1. They have not led this evening. Ball comes into Kaiser. Kaiser hands it off to Warner. Dort College will walk it up. Cliff Warner with the basketball. 2:49 and counting. Warner, left side it goes. Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kaiser. Kaiser, right side, Cliff. Cliff with the basketball. Walterstorff in the lane. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs against Goslinga. No good, but there for the cleanup is Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff with 22. Dort College leads 73-70. Northwestern with a chance to tie on a 3. 2:20 remaining. They get it out front. Leaper. Leaper to Stock. Stock with the basketball. They go Goslinga. Goslinga guarded by Severs. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. Stu Goslinga with another 2. He's got 23. They get the ball inbounded to Cliff Warner. 73-72, Dort College by a point. With the basketball out front, Cliff. He comes back over to Wall. Under 2 to play. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Gets around Kramer. Drives the lane. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Kramer. Here's Northwestern with a chance to take the lead. 1:48 remaining in the ballgame. Northwestern will walk it up. They've got timeouts left. Kramer with it on the right side. Kramer gets it to Miller. They're going to isolate Goslinga. They get it to Goslinga. Goslinga puts it up. Too strong. No good. Rebound Wall. Walterstorff with the rebound. Gets it away to Warner. Warner with the basketball. He's driving in. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi shot no good. Rebound Goslinga. And now a steal by Dort College. Kachi in the corner. Dort College wants a timeout. Ross Dalma tackles Pete Hansen on the sideline to get the timeout called. 1:18 remaining in the game, and Dort College gets a timeout called. 73-72, Dort College has it in the corner with 34 seconds on the shot clock. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Well, there is why you save your timeouts for the end of the ballgame. Dort College, a scrum in the corner. Kachi finally came up with it. And Ross Dalma had Pete Hansen in front of him, one of the three officials, and bear hugged him and screamed timeout in his ear to get his attention. It is not for the faint of heart right now under the hoop. Let's see what Dort College cooks up out of the timeout. 1:18 left to go in regulation. Dort College 73, Northwestern 72. Two teams battling tooth and nail here. And what a game for Stu Goslinga. 23 for Goslinga. Matching Trevor Walterstorff's 22. Dort College with a one-point lead, Northwestern on defense. Right side of the lane, Dort College will throw it in. Cliff Warner, Chris Severs, Austin Kachi, Sean Kaiser, Trevor Walterstorff. You got your free throw shooters on the floor for the most part. Warner gets it into Walt. Walt over to Kachi. Kachi basketball. Kachi over to Kaiser. Kaiser to Walt. Walt working against Goslinga. Walt will put up the 17-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Miller. Here comes Northwestern with a chance to take the lead on a two-point basket. 73-72, Miller with the basketball. They run a ball screen out front for Miller. Miller into the corner, Kramer. Kramer back to Miller. Miller to Leaper. Leaper to Ben Colesby. Ben Colesby leans in, his shot, no good. Rebound Walt. Walt over to Warner. 10-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Dort College will bring it up. Cliff Warner with the basketball. 26 seconds remaining. Dort College with a one-point lead. 26 on the shot clock, that is. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff over to Austin Kachi. Kachi back to Walt. Walt with the basketball. Daniel Van Colesby guarding him. Back over to Warner, and Dort College is going to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College. 73-72, Dort College by a point. Timeout, Dort College. This is a full-length timeout. Let's catch our breath. Back with more right after this. Double bonus for both teams. 22 seconds on the game clock, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College 73, Northwestern 72. Dort College basketball near the hash mark at midcourt. Warner will inbound the basketball. Warner to throw it in. Gets it out front, Kachi. Kachi dribbling, nothing there. Back over to Cliff. Cliff, 17-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Straight away on the baseline, good. Three-point game, 75-72. Kramer will bring it up. Dort College across midcourt. You might want to commit a foul here. Leaper with it. Leaper to Van Colesby, over to Miller. Miller, three in the air, no good. Dort College is going to win. Oh, baby. Dort College weathers the storm. There's nothing but zeros on the clock. Dort College wins, 75-72. Now the officials are talking. They might force Dort College to shoot free throws, but the Dort College defenders are going to come into the Boltman Center, and they're going to leave with their 12th win in a row. 75-72, Dort College up three. It's all a matter of making one free throw and finishing it off. They're going to give Northwestern 1.2 seconds, but all Austin Kachi has to do is make one free throw. Pat Anderson coming over and talking to Ross Dalma. Ross Dalma says there were zeros on the board. Now, who is the foul called on? It's going to be on Kramer. Well, a little premature in our celebration. 1.2 seconds remaining. Dort College, a chance to ice it here. Austin Kachi has two free throws. Otherwise, Northwestern has to go the length of the court in 1.2 seconds. So Austin Kachi with an opportunity to ice it here. Just finish it off. Make one of these and we're done. Kachi with 7 points. The sophomore from Orange City spins it, eyes it, flies it, buys it. Bang! 76-72, Dort College by four. And Dort College is going to escape. Go down to the end of the floor. Don't touch anyone. They're going to overcome the adversity of losing their starting post player to fouls early in the second half. 12 minutes left. They lost Jordan Bolo to fouls, and Dort College is going to gut this one out. Free throws by Austin Kachi, another two, and Dort College is going to win. There's your final. The desperation heave off of the mark, 77-72, Dort College by five. That's your final. Dort College is 12-0, 4-0 in the conference. Northwestern 9-2 and 4-2. Let's take a break. Back with more after this. Every once in a while, you have to win one you probably shouldn't win, and tonight one of those nights where Dort College had it stacked against him, it seemed, in terms of personnel. They lost Jordan Vogel. It was mix-and-match time, and the Dort College defenders able to mix and match just enough. This was a tie game at 68-68 with 4 minutes left to go in the game. Dort College outscores Northwestern over the final 4 minutes of the contest, 9-4. To seal the win, 77-72. A couple exclamation points by Austin Kachi in the closing seconds to seal it and turn it into a two-possession ball game, and the Dort College defenders get out of the Boltman Center with a victory to improve to 12-0 for the season. Dort College led 43-30 at halftime. Northwestern scrapped back. You knew they would at home. They cut it down to two at 57-55. It was two again at 59-57. And it was two again at 63-61, 66-64, 68-66. And Stu Gosling had tied it with two, a two-point basket at 68-all with 4 minutes remaining. Medour College got a three at the other end. I believe that was Austin Kachi launching one to take the momentum back. Northwestern answered with a two. It was a one-point game again at 73-72. Medour College converted on the other end. That was, I believe, Trevor Walterstorff getting a hard-earned two-point basket on the back end of a scramble to make it 75-72. And then the 2 points off the free throws by Austin Kachi seal it. Medour College wins 77-72. Unofficially, I have Trevor Walterstorff leading Medour College with 22. For Northwestern, it was the posts of Stu Gosling and Daniel Van Kalsbeek, 23 and 21 respectively, to lead them in the loss. Well, it lived up to billing. So Northwestern charged back, but they never let. We had one tie that was at 68-all. Medour College wins by 5, 77-72. Back with a look at the official numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders pull out a victory tonight, 77-72. And before we get to the numbers, we will visit with Coach Ross Dalma. And, Coach, I don't know if you have much of a voice left. You probably used it all up trying to get that timeout called near the end of the ball game where you had to scream in Pete's ear to get it. But you save it for the end. You guys make just enough plays at the end, and you get out of here with a five-point victory. Congratulations. Good win for this team to fight through some adversity, probably as much adversity as you've had in a while at least, to get this win today.
Yeah, for sure, Mike. Really proud of the kids. I thought we did a good job of mixing and matching the rotation. We had some foul trouble, obviously, and we had to move some people to places that they typically didn't play. I thought we had a lot of different guys step up at different times, and you know, it truly was a team a team win. And you know, real proud of the fact that they kept making runs, inching closer, and we just got the key rebound or key stop just to keep them at bay for the important possession or two that it was.
Talk a little bit about the first half, and then we'll get to the end of the ball game. But you get up by 13. You had a nice little run at the end of the first half, 43-30. I wouldn't say it lulled you into a full sense of security, but it was a nice cushion to have going into the halftime.
It was. I thought our guys did a good job. Oh, I suppose about 6 minutes to go in the first half where we kind of abandoned the arc a little bit and made a concerted effort to get it inside. And at that time, you know, both Chris and Jordan were able to play. They weren't fouled out of the game yet at that point. And we also had Kyle available as well, and we were able to get the ball into the paint, get some offensive rebounds, and make some plays there. And obviously that was critical. And the second half, Gosling and Van Kalsbeek just kept coming at us. We kept trying to do a few different things on them. Zone man, double in the post. Shoving them, you know, against their opposite hand or strong hand, but those kids are pretty good. And you know, Van Kalsbeek, of course, is. We knew that coming in, and I think people who follow GPAC basketball are familiar with that. But Gosling has got to be one of the best, you know, got to be one of the the most improved players in the league this year. He's pretty good, and those two big kids just carried Northwestern and just, you know, gave us fits the entire second half.
I don't throw these around lightly, but if I have seen a player improve more from his freshman year to his junior year in the GPAC, and I've been following it now for 11 years, I can't think of him. And he was a handful all night, and he will be a handful when they come back to Sioux Center.
Yeah.
Fortunately, that's a ways away yet. Coach, you got a couple players that are handfuls too. And Trevor Walterstorff, it seemed down the stretch, refused to let this team fade away.
He was good. I mean, that's... He was the guy that just kept us going and came up with big rebounds. And I think the thing about Trev is probably from year to year you've seen him mature in a lot of different ways. And you know, right now he's becoming a pretty good leader in the huddle, in the locker room. And he just refused to let us get caught there at the end and made some plays. I thought Austin Kachi hit just a huge basket when the score was tied.
Yep.
And we called his number, and the kids executed well. And Austin stuck a big shot. He was looking to get it, and that You know, we talk about Gazzaniga improving a lot. Austin Kotchy is one of the most improved players, too, from a year ago.
The numbers may not show it, but he's doing a lot of different things for you this year, isn't he, Coach?
He is. He's good. I mean, Austin is a better defender, feeds the ball better, screens better. I think last year he was a freshman and just benefited from, you know, some screens and things offensively, but now he's making players around him better. And, you know, he hits the two free throws to seal it at the end, but that three-point shot he hit was huge. I got to say, Sean Kaiser played an outstanding game tonight as well. He was very good for us.
He was outstanding, and it still came down to some defensive stops at the end, Coach. I mean,
it did.
They had the ball chances to either tie or take leads, and you were able to make just enough stops to get the job done.
Just enough, you know, just enough. And I think both teams proved that you know, we have a chance to be pretty good this year, Northwestern and Dort. And right now we got to focus on what we got to do to be a better team come Saturday when Nebraska Wesleyan comes in. And excuse me, our fans were great tonight. And hoping that we get another great turnout at the DeWitt Gymnasium on Saturday.
And by the way, Nebraska Wesleyan went on the road tonight and beat Hastings 56-53.
Yikes.
That is not going to be any cakewalk on Saturday by any means.
No, Northwestern beat them by 4 or 5, I think, on Saturday. And Nebraska Wesleyan is good. The conference you and I have talked about from top to bottom is really good. There are no gimmies this year. And, you know, we'll just enjoy this win tonight, and tomorrow we got to move on.
Ross, I know this is probably going to fall on deaf ears. Enjoy this one for a few hours at least, okay? Promise me that.
We'll do it.
Okay,
we'll do it.
Promise you.
Thanks, Mike.
Enjoy this one for a few hours and then back to work. Coach Ross Domlin, thank you for your time, and let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College, 77-72 winners over Northwestern. 43-30 at halftime. Northwestern outscores Dort College 42-34 in the second half. Here's how it broke down. Dort College, 31-74 from the floor, 41.9%, 4 for 15 on threes, 26.7%, 11 of 21 on free throws, 52.4%. Free throws were a challenge for both teams. Northwestern, 31-69 from the floor, 44.9%, 5 for 17 on threes, 29.4%, 5 for 13 on free throws, 38.5%. Dort out rebounds Northwestern, 42-41. Turnovers, Northwestern 13. How's this number for Dort College? You'll take this. 7 turnovers for the evening that did not squander opportunities. Played some Ironman basketball as well, did Dort College. We'll get to those numbers in just a moment. First, the point totals. Trevor Walterstorff, 10 of 18 from the floor, 2 for 6 on free throws, 22 points. He was 0 for 1 on a 3-point shot. 9 points for Austin Kotchy, all of them in the second half. 9 points for Kyle Lindberg, 4 for 7 from the deck. 7 for Cliff Warner to go with 4 assists. 9 for Sean Kaiser off of the bench. He was 4 for 5. 6 for Chris Sievers. 5 for Tyler Walterstorff. 2 for T.J. Malone. For Dort College's total of 77. For Northwestern, 24 for Gazzaniga. 11 of 15 from the floor. Ben Colsby, 21. 9 for 15 from the floor. Those two combined, 20 for 30 from the deck. 11 points for Ben Miller. 9 for Ryan Stock. 5 for John Kramer, 2 for Josh Vanderplaats. Dort College was led in rebounding by Jordan Vogel. He had 9 before fouling out. Remember, the post player was limited to just 18 minutes of action this evening. 8 points for Trevor Walterstorff. 8 rebounds for Walt. 6 for Austin Kotchy. 6 for Kyle Lindberg. 4 for Cliff Warner. 4 for Sean Kaiser. 2 for Chris Sievers. Assist, Cliff Warner had 4. Warner also had 3 steals. Ironman basketball, Walterstorff, 37 minutes. Warner, 35 minutes. Kotchy, 33 minutes. For Northwestern, rebounding, Gazzaniga had 11. Ben Miller had 10. 5 for John Kramer. 4 for Ryan Stock. 3 for Daniel Van Kalsbeek. 3 for Josh Vanderplaats. 5 assists for John Kramer. 3 assists each for Ben Miller and Zach Leeper. 2 steals for John Kramer. Northwestern falls to 9-2 overall, 4-2 in the conference. Dort College 12-0 and 4-0. Let's take one more break and be back with a look at the GPAC scores right after this.
It seems to get harder by the day to keep track of all the activities going on in the community.
When you log on to kdcr.dort.edu and click on the bulletin board link, you'll be able to access a calendar of events that lists it all. You'll be able to view events by a specific day or by the month. On the web at kdcr.dort.edu, information at your fingertips, and on the air at KDCR, Sioux Center 88.5 FM.
Hi, Mom. I'm heading out with the kids for seasonal flu vaccines.
But you're so healthy.
That might not protect us. We know someone whose healthy nephew died last year from the flu.
That's awful. I get my vaccine every year. It makes sense for all of you, too.
Seasonal influenza is a serious and sometimes deadly disease. Health officials recommend vaccination for all children 6 months through 18 years. Get fluent. Learn the flu facts. Visit PreventChildhoodInfluenza.org.
This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. From his first cry in Bethlehem to his last cry on Calvary, Christ has given us the gift of his undying love. May this true meaning of Christmas fill your heart and remain forever with you. From everyone at Countryside Body Shop, Signs and Graphics, Arlen and Janine Van Gorp, Dave Dykstra, and Paula Strait.
Final items of business to wrap up as we close things down for the night. Seeing if we can find one last women's score. There it is. Doan over Midland in women's play, 76-69. Northwestern over Dort, 73-59. Hastings over Nebraska Wesleyan, 65-52. Morningside over Dakota Wesleyan, 73-64. And in overtime, Briarcliff upends Concordia, 89-87. Because of that, the men's basketball game between Briarcliff and Concordia is still going on. We do not have a final on that. I'll try to get a partial for you, or an in-progress for you. Men's basketball, the game you just heard, Dort College over Northwestern, 77-72. Midland over Doan, 81-64. That was last night. Nebraska Wesleyan over Hastings, 56-53. Dakota Wesleyan goes into Morningside, knocks off the Mustangs, 78-72 in Sioux City. I do have a partial on Briarcliff and Concordia. At Seward, it is Briarcliff 74, Concordia 65. I do not have a time remaining on that ball game, but that's somewhere, I would say, midway to late in the second half. Briarcliff by 9 at this point, 74 to 65. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Back on the air Saturday afternoon as the Dort College Defenders host Nebraska Wesleyan in GPAC women's and men's basketball. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.
You've been listening to a production of KDCR Sports. Join KDCR all season long for Dort College and area high school sports at 88.5 FM.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo.